Indonesian authorities say one person has died of a heart attack and four people were injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the island of Java this morning, causing buildings to sway as far away as the capital, Jakarta. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says more than 100 houses and buildings were damaged, and at least 1,000 people fled to temporary shelters. Damages were reported in Banten and West Java provinces. The United States and Russia are blaming each other for the demise of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, when it was seen as a signature Cold War achievement. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The United States and Russia have both walked away from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Washington blames Moscow, saying it's been violating the treaty for years, developing and fielding weapons that threaten the U.S. and its allies, particularly in Europe. Russia blames the Trump administration, saying it's destroying all international agreements that do not suit them. If the two sides choose not to extend or replace the larger New START treaty, when it expires in a year and a half, there will be no legally binding limits on the world's two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time in nearly half a century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and the Taliban are holding an eighth round of peace talks today in Qatar. Officials say it is the most crucial point in the negotiations, designed to bring an end to the 18-year war in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban, told VOA the two sides have worked hard for nearly a year and have almost completed a draft text. He said, quote, "We have addressed all major issues." Meanwhile, the United Nations reports a spike in civilian casualties in Afghanistan last month. The UN says more than 1,500 civilians were killed and injured in July, the highest total for any single month since May 2017. From Washington, this is VOA News. Amid worries about an escalating trade war with China, two key American stock indexes, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, posted their biggest weekly drops of the year. This as U.S. President Donald Trump announced he would impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese products. The result? Uncertainty and fear among investors. Administration officials contend markets are overreacting, insisting consumers will not feel the pain of the higher tariffs. But economists predict Americans will in fact be paying more for such items as cell phone, clothing and toys. Trade talks between China and the United States are scheduled to resume here in Washington next month. The new tariffs are set to begin on September 1st. South Korea says it will end Japan's status as a preferred trading partner in retaliation for Tokyo making the same move against Seoul. Japan last month restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Those materials are used to produce semiconductors, smartphone displays, and other electronics that serve as the backbone of South Korea's export-driven economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. The lawyer who formerly represented Puerto Rico in the U.S. Congress has been sworn in to replace embattled Ricardo Rosselló as governor of the U.S. territory, though it may not be the end of the island's political unrest. Reuters correspondent Gavino Garay reports.
Hundreds erupted in celebration on the streets of San Juan on Friday when the clock struck 5 p.m., the moment the island's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosselló, said he'd officially step down following a political scandal that incensed his opponents. Rosselló's office on Friday said attorney Pedro Pierluisi was sworn in as the U.S. territory's next governor, a move the island's Senate leader quickly blasted as, quote, illegal. Rosselló agreed to leave the office last month after hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans took to the streets demanding his resignation and condemning leaked profane messages by Rosselló and other officials. Rosselló had earlier picked Pierluisi to be Secretary of State, which also put him next in line to lead the island, after Interim Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez said she didn't want to be governor.
That was Gavino Garay of Reuters. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who is facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He has been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives President Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. The vessel's crew and Adib were reportedly apprehended by Maldives authorities at the international maritime boundary line. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.